Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful fall afternoon in Kentucky. My special guest once again, Mr. Dave Baker, the guru, the man for all seasons, the man for all sports, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker, the host of our weekly racing preview show.
Gino, great to be talking to you and yours on this Thanksgiving weekend. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. How many times have we said this year? Different in many, many ways, Thanksgiving weekend, but we have so much to be thankful for. And the fact is that I believe it was Thoroughbred Racing that in the middle of this pandemic was the first sport back and allowed people to still enjoy it. And, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks at PressBoxLTS.com. And so let's jump right into it. And let's go ahead and get started with the Grade 2 Goldenrod, $200,000.
Yeah, Buzzy, this is, you know, one of the preps before the next spring's Kentucky Oaks. And, you know, a stellar field led by Simply Ravishing. You know, Buzzy, this really went into the Breeders' Cup as one of the prohibited favorites to win the juvenile race. Trained by Kenny McPeak, you know, this really has just been outstanding. She was dominant in a 6 1/4 length winner at in the Alcibiades at Keeneland. She finished fourth in the juvenile fillies behind VQuest, Day Out of the Office, and Girl Daddy. But, you know, Buzzy, two-year-olds that have their good days and sometimes they have off days, a little more inconsistent, but I really think this really comes into the race with all the credentials and certainly will be the prohibitive favorite when they load the gate in the Grade 2 Goldenrod. However, you know, Buzzy, there's a couple of things that I think you have to look at that at least concern me when it comes to whether or not I'm willing to put her on top in my betting schemes or not.
Okay, so that brings us to the magic question. How do you play?
Well, you know, Buzzy, the big thing for me here is looking at the fact that Robbie Alvarado is going to get the mount. And I know that Robbie Alvarado got the ride on Swiss Skydiver, and they won. He kind of ended a long dry spell, so to speak, and they beat Authentic in the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico leading up to the Breeders' Cup. And rightfully so, gave a lot of that credit to the ride that Robbie Alvarado gave. But you know, you can't cover up facts and or statistics. And I think going into this race, Robbie Alvarado is like something like 0-39 or 0-40, and maybe even more than that by race time at the Churchill Fall Meet. And he's had a very difficult year finding the finish line first, and statistics are what they are, and to me that's what handicapping is. It's a compilation of statistics that you're trying to determine who puts a horse in the winner's circle, and by virtue of that, I'm going to steer clear of Simply Ravishing, and I'm going to go with a couple of horses trained by Brad Cox. And Cox is, again, having a super meet. He's having a super year. The guy knows how to train fillies. I mean, just look at the fillies he's had over the last few years. He wins with Monomoy Girl nearly every time he puts the saddle on her. He won the Kentucky Oaks, but she dares the devil. And he's got two really nice fillies in this race, and I think both warrant a legitimate shot. And that's who I'm going to go with on top. One of it is by the name of Coach. She won the Rags to Riches Stakes at Churchill Downs. She had started her career up at Indiana Grand, and she's a perfect 3-for-3. And then there's another filly that Brad Cox is going to have in the race also by the name of Travel Column. This one is owned by OXO Equine, and she won by 4 1/4 lengths and returned and finished third behind Simply Ravishing in the Alcibiades. I think that filly is going to improve off the Alcibiades, the stretch out in that distance. I'm going to go with Coach and Travel Column and use Simply Ravishing underneath, but not on top.
Okay, Gene, so just to update everybody, okay, this whole card is the Stars of Tomorrow 2 card, featuring all two-year-old races. And the next one that we want to talk about should be a dandy as well, the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes. It'll be the, I believe it's the 11th or 12th races on that card at 5:56. The Goldenrod goes at 4:57. And another outstanding field.
Yeah, Buzzy, I handicapped all 12 of those on top of the 11 that were raced on Friday at 23 races. I was bug-eyed by the time I got through the Saturday card, but what a nice field or card on Saturday throughout. The Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club, I think, has become one of the more important races in their calendar as it leads up to the end of the two-year-old season and kind of spearheading into the winter and towards that first Saturday in May. And this year, the first Saturday in May comes on May the 1st. So a really quick turnaround in terms of getting some of these two-year-old colts ready for the Derby in the spring. There's a few in here. There's the third-place finisher in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, Keep Me in Mind, is going to be in there. There's a horse named King Fury, and Sitting on Go are both in. King Fury won the Street Sense Stakes at Churchill. Sitting on Go won the Iroquois back in September, trained by Dale Romans. All three of these horses, I think, have legitimate credentials going in, Buzzy, and I think all of them have the ability to win the race with a good trip. And I think that's the important thing, is whether or not they can get the trip. This is a race a year ago, Buzzy, that Tis the Law lost. And a lot of people, and that was his only loss going into the Kentucky Derby. And then, it was the first kind of chink in his armor and the first kind of indication that he may not like Churchill Downs' racetrack in particular. So it is an important race. I think, you know, if you start to handicap it, you kind of go to Keep Me in Mind, and that being the number one horse. You got the All Ball Family's horse, Sitting on Go, who's run two really big races. He's getting Corey Lannery in the saddle. And, I really think that that's a horse that you got to look at, particularly his win in the Iroquois. But there is still another horse, my good friend, that we have a test about that
yes.
I'm going to use on top.
And that would be?
I'm going to go with Arabian Prince, trained by Dallas Stewart. I think this horse is going to be some odds. We're going to get Tyler Gaffleone up in the irons. And there's not a hotter rider in the world right now than Tyler Gaffleone. I mean, the guy just is kind of making his own way there at Churchill Downs, and I mean, just been on a super roll. But I'm going to go with Arabian Prince in an upset. I'm going to use those three that I mentioned to you earlier underneath, and I may use all three of them, but I'm going to key on Arabian Prince, bet him across the board, and then I'm going to key him on top and underneath, Keep Me in Mind, Sitting on Go, and King Fury in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club to wrap up the Saturday card.
And of course, all of Gene's picks can be seen at the PressBoxLTS.com on our Facebook page. You can get some great information about the Louisville Thoroughbred Society as well. I had a chance to be over there and just loved it on Breeders' Cup Day, and you should check it out as well. And you can get there, Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All you got to do is Google it, and you can get all the information. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Kingland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean, great to be with you. So many things to be thankful for, including this first opportunity to be here with you after I was publicly derided and hung up by my fingernails over my prediction of Authentic in the Breeders' Cup Classic. And if memory serves me correct, I believe that Hawks was hand-ridden to the victory in the Classic.
Well, I gave us 2 or 3 weeks off after that Breeders' Cup Classic show that we did, hoping that you might forget some of the chastising that I gave you for your selections in that particular event. And I will say that not only were you correct, but you were convincingly correct. And to devil his due and to credit must go to the victor.
Yes.
Much as is in the political world,
yes.
The spoils go to the victor.
To the victor.
So I am going to not only salute you, Mr. Baker, for
yes.
your wise and very sage counsel
sage.
In your
sage.
Handicapping of the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Yes.
And I'm going to do so much that I'm going to buy you dinner.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Ruby's restaurant.
Come on. Come on. Let's go.
An honor of maybe the first win you've ever had.
That's exactly right. Now all we need to do is get people to mask up and do whatever we need to do so we can get those places like that open again. And I think you bring up a great point, Gene. You're in the service, you know, you've got people in the service industry. It's a tough time for them. Anything we can do right now to get through this, get some takeout, get something, let's help those people out because we've got the holidays coming up and their livelihood is dependent on it.
Absolutely. Look forward to doing it. And always look forward to a fine meal at Jeff Ruby's, and I look forward to seeing you in particular, my good friend. And as always, thanks be to you and all that you've done here at helping us, not only at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, but with the press box and everything else. Just being my friend, it means the world to me. I appreciate it very much.
You are the best. I love you, my man. Have a great week.
You too, my friend. See you
all
later,
right.
Bob.
All right. Bye-bye.